the self. The little self, that is important. So the little self actually become quite important, the form. So compare with our infinite Tai Chi, your balance, the yin and yang balance, the harmony, the mechanicals of your physical body, your focus, and that is the form. So the form doing well, you know, is very much mechanical and also doing it very proper. Lengthen your spine, gaze in front, or focus, very proper. And those are the foundation. Very much you learn the first step. And Peggy Jane talk about something very important. It's a form. Make it very simple because you can remember just one word. So you're perfecting your form. The second level is you got some strength, some vitality, and then you're getting smoothness. Some smoothness. And of course, some of you notice, around about the third year, I notice, okay, majority of students, about third year, and then they put their focus into it, and then they start to have the qi movement. That is a qi abundance. And start to come through. When you got a qi movement, and some of you look back on your journey, and you notice then you can bring grace and power into your form. Thus, I put some love. So I put two love in there. One is higher than the others. One is from the soul love. One is from the joint of love. The radiant is an extension of the qi abundance. And then your form become solid. Become solid. The number four. And then the advanced level, okay, the foundation is from love, grace, and beauty, and power. And you can see that it's a foundation, you gradually build it up. And if you like, okay, because we don't have a bell grading, okay, it's a black bell in starting to come in. Because we do not use a grading system. So we use these levels to enable you have the indication and to know where you are at. So and then when you understand about where you are at, so the next level is always a level above you. However, you cannot push it. You cannot say, I want divinity. You just can't. It's one of those things, okay? You just have to do the qi abundance first. You cannot skip those steps. And then the movement in the light. And to begin with, it takes some time. So I already told you about the progress of the infinite Tai Chi. To start with, just a glimpse of it. You have a glimpse of it. And then you disappear. And then you come back to it and disappear. You come back to it, disappear. And then it happens more often. And eventually you can consistently performing it. Performing means, in this sense, is you can express it. As I said, when you share it, when you give it, and that means you're having it. So when you witnessing, sharing it, performing it all the time, you grace, let's say, and you know you are graceful. Does that make sense? And then, of course, infinite Tai Chi is life itself. So that means when you are performing infinite Tai Chi gracefully all the time, you want to extend it into your daily life. Not because only when you're performing half an hour of infinite Tai Chi you're graceful, you want to be graceful all the time. So you can see that I said it many times, there's no free lunch in the universe. It's for you to claim it. Grace, abundance, all the good things you're yearning so much belong to you, but you have to claim it. Those are the seven levels of the infinite Tai Chi system. And then, of course, okay, you know, the completion path is not for everybody, but the completion is when you perform infinite Tai Chi, so you notice the little self disappear, and everything inside is spacious, everything. There's no self involved. You are just witnessing it. And that is the ego afraid of. But then basically, okay, you lose yourself, you find your true self. And you cannot just dumb yourself to find your true self. So it needs a process. You cannot, I don't like myself, okay? You cannot do this. It's just not like that at all. It is a gradual process. The gradual process is it is the journey, see? You become more graceful, more beautiful. None whatsoever about your body, nor your intellectual mind, nor your personality self. It is your natural beauty come from your soul. It expresses it, you're witnessing to start with, and through your own consciousness. So you can see the consciousness, your consciousness and my consciousness and Jesus Christ's consciousness, they are the same. And then he said something very, very, very profound, which is very, very hard to understand. I have nothing else. I have nothing else. That's all I got. So, and in the other way to translate it or understand, you know, what he said in the Course in Miracles, your mind and my mind exactly the same, but then the difference is I got nothing else. And you've got plenty of something else. So you got plenty of something else. So what happened then? It becomes selfless, okay, in a very high level. So also is a very powerful. You basically have the universal power in you. And then you know to find yourself basically the same as you find God. There's no separation. And that's an enlightenment journey on the infinite Tai Chi. But then of course, you know, you know it, I know it. So you have to unknot yourself, isn't it? Enable you back into the wholeness. Unknot. That is our healing journey. So and don't be a despair about how long it will take you. First one, everyone going through the infinite Tai Chi training, so we focus on one thing. You have to go through, without exception, unconscious incompetence. You don't know you are moving like this. And then you hate people to say, you know, you are doing not very nice. And we all do that the same. We all have that blindness called unconscious incompetence. And nobody can tell you because you will tell people off. Until, that means every stages, you are going through this unconscious incompetence. So writing is easy, okay? To achieving it, it takes some doing. And then you're reaching the second stage is called conscious incompetence. You know you're not good enough. And it's completely different than the enlightened state. They said, okay, you got everything. You know, it sounds fantastic. But then, as I said, that is the reason why we have to wisely to use the time. From unconscious, incompetent, you don't even know. And now you become knowing you are not so good at what are you chosen to do. On the spiritual journey, the same. On the healing journey, the same. It applies even to your relationship journey, the same. And then you become conscious incompetence. That means you know you're not that good. And I have to say, we have to go through all those phases. You don't have to welcome it. And then the next phase is accomplishment, isn't it? You achieving something is called unconscious competence. You have to go through the conscious competence. Yeah. You become good at it. You're conscious about it. You're still making an effort to do it right. I'm repeating it. just now your infinite Tai Chi. Become conscious, competent. And then Peggy described quite a lot of third-year students, and also they graduated 3 years, they start to notice they can do it. They can do the Tai Chi, look like a Tai Chi, and put effort in. Quite a lot of our infinite Tai Chi teacher, they are conscious, competent. And as you advance, that means in the higher level, you're achieving it, okay? And then there's another phase, it's called, now we follow the theme, you become unconscious, but then basically you're conscious, really, okay? Competence, that means you become effortless. Because you put so much, okay, effort in there, and then you're achieving something, you become competent, and then you become effortless. It becomes effortless, competence. Every single stage, seemingly you're going through it the same. But having said that, now become a conscious choice. So you look at something, you notice that is called next level, I just mentioned. And very simple, if you are not unconscious, incompetent person, so you notice where you are at on the infinite Tai Chi. And even it can apply that to your life, isn't it? You know where you are at. You become a conscious being. Even there's something you have weaknesses. So you're accepting you have weaknesses. Not because you're a bad person. We all have strengths and weaknesses. But if you become unconscious, you have weaknesses, okay? So and you cannot improve on it. And then when you notice you are become conscious, you become conscious of your weaknesses. And then we work on it, isn't it, to improve on it. And you guys, the same. You have to know your weaknesses. And then consciously to work on it. You cannot just say, look, it does not matter. If you want to reach the next level, so the bottom level, that means, you know, have to be stronger. That is your foundation. If you want to use that, okay, as your progress. I guess it applies to all walks of life. And you know it, I know it, we all get some blind spots. Blind spots means we are unconscious, incompetent. We don't want to know. Don't tell me, okay, you know, I'm not something like this. And that is called blind spots. Unconscious, incompetent. We don't want to know. Let me think, who said that? Yeah. Again, look, a lot of young people have relationship problems. And then one of the person who have relationship problems, okay, in Jason Chan's courses and retreat. And basically the same things, you know, happen to people, okay, you know. I just don't want to be in my relationship anymore. Basically, I love this person, but then, you know, I have so much pain. And then the person is blaming me so much, okay, you know, and then it's causing so much pain. They're both good people. But what happened then in that relationship, they all have unconscious blind spots. So they rub on each other's. It got to be, because, you know, you're in relationship, so you cannot hide from it. It become, and again, okay, when it is on the therapeutic level, it is you become conscious your incompetence, see? There's something in me. I already told this particular person, so you cannot heal the others. You can only heal yourself. You cannot forgive the others. You can only forgive yourself. You cannot ask people to let go. You have to let your, you know, working on yourself, something like this. So you have to be conscious. But you cannot locking on people's door. Look, you are unconscious. Okay? You are blind. You're causing me so much pain. Do you know what's the reaction? They suddenly shout and yell at you. Classic. And then we have another advanced student who came, and then when we first started, he did not have a girlfriend. And then in between, you know, and then he got a girlfriend, causing a lot of problem, a lot of trouble, a lot of anger for both parties. And then he endured for a few years. And then eventually that relationship finished. So he's free. 2-3 years down the line, you know, a few years down the line, and then I have another girlfriend. You know what? It's very painful. I said, what do you expect? I said, what do you expect? You like the good thing, you don't want the bad thing to come along, yeah? But then, how about your unconscious incompetence? It shows, you know, in this case, your form. It shows in your form. Got it? So, you know, your movement, your breath, your trapping, it shows in your form. And then if you're in relationship, your unconscious incompetence or blockages, it shows in your relationships. It's always the case. There's no way to hide. Because it's too close. You can hide away, okay, when you walk away, but you cannot hide because it's too close. And thus, okay, you know, my girlfriend, you know, our relationship had problem, and also then it's very, very difficult. Now, that's enough. So you know about the 7 levels, okay, you know, of the infinite Tai Chi. So that is the reason why when you accomplish 1 level, reach another level. And then, so it becomes an infinite Tai Chi. Now, so as I said, in the advanced course, we do 2 meditation. And I started with love and peace, and don't go too deep into the healing process. And we go back into the healing process tomorrow. I told you many times, meditation is not meditation at all. Before you reach the effortless level of meditation, meditation is still an effort. Still need some effort.